You know, the city keeps growing out south over these last 50 years. And now it's growing east. It's growing in all directions, even north. All of a sudden, it became an inner city hospital. And the patients are all moving out, out, you know, the outlying areas. So then they said, now we have to have some feeder hospitals. So Barber Hospital was the first one. But this was owned by a group of physicians. And Dr. Pott at one time called and said, we would like to have St. John's operate our hospital.
That was Bartlett Memorial Hospital in Sepulpa.
And he was really getting old. There were five brothers. They all had passed away, and he was the last one. And he died within 2 years after we finally took it over. So we took that over. And then we went over to St. Philip's in Borisville. These smaller hospitals, the trend was they have to connect up to someone else. We needed them. They needed us. St. Phillips is a not-for-profit hospital. We put some money in, I would say, about but 30, 35 million.
Sponsorship,
you know,
mainly.
We took over sponsorship.
In Bartlesville.
Yeah. So, in other words, in the not-for-profit system, you can't really say ownership so much. You say sponsorship. Because we sponsor the hospital, we are stewards of the hospital, but the assets are not at our disposal to just sell it and take the money, you know. Everything always has to stay within the corporation. It has to be plowed back into the corporation. We had Bartlett Hospital. Now we had St. Philip's Hospital. And then there was a group of private investors. They were decided they're going to build a hospital in Owosso. And then they came to us and said, would you manage it? We're going to build it. Would you manage it? And we said, well, if anybody builds a hospital in Owosso, yes, we would manage it because, hey, this is our referral source. We can't let somebody else have that hospital out here. We felt that the South was growing and we were locked out of the South. To this day, there are so many hospitals out South now with St. Francis and all these other for-profit hospitals. We cannot depend on people coming from South also or further out there. So we need to kind of capture the North and East. And so then we said, yes, we would, and we sponsored it. Before it was all finished, we then decided that as soon as it was built, we acquired it. It was a for-profit hospital. It was built as a for-profit hospital under the corporation. We had a lot of input into it, and then almost a year and a half after we occupied it, we then took out a tax exempt financing and acquired the hospital in Owosso. We barely had it finished, open 1 year. We started in Broken Arrow. See, Broken Arrow was another one that as long as no hospital was in Broken Arrow, all the Toys R Hospital got a certain number of referrals. You know, I mean, it's just wherever the patients wanted to go, they came. But once you build a new hospital in Broken Arrow, then you pretty much lock out a lot of the others. And so we said, well, we had always intended that we have to grow east, so we can't really let everybody else be having Broken Arrow because we do depend on Broken Arrow as a feeder. This was then our goals that we would acquire the west, the north, and the east, and stay out of the south because we cannot move south. Thank God, the city is growing east now.
John, each of the four communities had expressed a very strong interest in an affiliation with St. John, and I'm talking Sepulpa, Bartlesville, Owosso. We'd been talking to city manager Rodney Ray for 20 years about having a St. John presence in Owosso. That was part of our motivation up there. Then the same thing has happened in Broken Arrow. The city fathers have asked us to come in there 5-6 years ago, and we are about to open a brand new hospital there in September of 2010.
There's actually a private, a for-profit group that is building the hospital. It is our intent, probably shortly after the first of the year, we're getting ready. We need to do another tax exempt financing to get the funds where we acquire in the Broken Arrow Hospital. But that is the last.
Did we hear her say the last?
That's her final building, right.